hand salt 20 times a day, sanitize to replace. No matter how we say it, Japanese, Chinese, English, American, them a try very hard to prepare like we. Sana you yard if you understand, maintain the order and let the curfew work. All of the plan where the government makes up to make sure say everybody Irish stay home, Jamaican. Make we get coronavirus out of the way. Stay home, Jamaican. The worst can happen when all of we are straight. Stay home, Jamaican. Hey, nothing wrong if we say quarantine. Stay home, Jamaican. Every man we know say collaboration is the key. Jamaica is a land fully blessed by God, so there is nothing to fear in this blessed island. Virus will come and virus will go, but we guided by His mighty hand. Check Yasa Safari and check Bigatan. They will tell you what to do to make your system strong. They might talk about the eight-old woman and man, but it's a virus, it no respect no one. Stay home, Jamaican. Make we get coronavirus out of the way. Stay home, Jamaican. The worst can happen when all of we are straight. Stay home, Jamaican. Hey, nothing wrong if we say quarantine. Stay home, Jamaican. Every man we know say collaboration is the key.
Wash your hands as much as possible. Sanitize your place until you feel comfortable. Eat and drink to build your immune system. And when this crisis is over, we can all sing and dance to this rhythm.
Stay home, Jamaican. Make we get coronavirus out of the way. Stay home, Jamaican. The worst can happen when all of we are straight. Stay home, Jamaican. Hey, nothing wrong if we say quarantine. Stay home, Jamaican. Every man we know say collaboration is the key. We have to wash our hands all 20 times a day, sanitize to replace. No matter how we say it, Japanese, Chinese, English, American, they might try very hard to prepare like we. Stand at your yard if you understand, maintain the order and let the curfew work. All of the plans where the government makes up to make sure say everybody Irish stay home, Jamaican. Make we get coronavirus out of the way. Stay home, Jamaican. The worst can happen when all of we are straight. Stay home, Jamaican. Hey, nothing wrong if we say quarantine. Stay home, Jamaican. Every man we know say collaboration is the key.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Maurice Harrison, and I am reporting to you live from Alligator Pond, Manchester. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. And of course, if you know anything about the Caribbean Radio Show, you know we are the information and the knowledge station, online radio at its best, bringing to you on Facebook. Hook us up at crsradio.com. I would like to welcome Facebook Jamaica crew. I would like to welcome people from Alligator Pond crew. I would like to welcome everyone. And let me start the show off, first of all, by thanking Papa Munto, Mr. Robert Sargent, for that beautiful song that he wrote and sang and allowed me to use that for opening the show. And the reason I opened the show with that song this week, folks, is like the last 3 weeks, we obviously are going to have to talk about COVID-19 again this week on the show. If you've been following the show over the last 3 weeks, you know that we have been covering COVID-19 here in Jamaica. Being that I'm on the ground in Jamaica, retired, now living in Alligator Pond, Jamaica, we're bringing to you this show weekly at 9 p.m. USA Daylight Savings Time. I'm laughing because we just had a little thing where I scheduled the show to start at 8 p.m. because I was still on Jamaica time. Well, after all, man, I yard me there, you know. So, welcome back to Jamaica. But anyway, thanks, Dr. E, for catching that and correcting it. So, we're on time and we got the show up and running. Folks, once again, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is the Jamaica South Coast Show by Maurice Harrison. That's yours truly, being your host there tonight. And every night, every Sunday night, we'll be bringing you this show. More geared on the promotion and speaking about eco-community tourism and the South Coast and how it's applicable to the South Coast. But because of the COVID-19 situation in Jamaica and the world right now, folks, as we all know, there is, you know, definitely the need to cover it and maybe even try to explain still some of the tourism aspect of it and how COVID-19 is affecting tourism, but still be able to, on the light side, talk a little bit about the type of tourism and the type of industry. Unfortunately, I'm kind of restricted to talk and be around and be live from Alligator Pond right now because, of course, in the news, as you may already or may not know, and this will be information for you if you don't know it, and that is in Jamaica, we are currently on a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew throughout the entire country. And that is to get people off the streets and into their homes and out of the gathering and, you know, maintaining the social distancing in times where it might not be absolutely necessary for them to be out socializing, and we would be able to contain the spread of the virus. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. Now, folks, this show, you can participate if you would like to. If you, the link in my pre-Facebook Live is how you would get to it on the link itself and on the internet, and you can go into the chat room and chat with us if you'd like. You can also listen to the show by calling in on your phone. And if you have a pen and paper, and I suggest you get a pen and paper because we're going to play a little Corona COVID-19 game to try to get a point across in a little bit from now, and a pen and a piece of paper would be applicable for that. And I would like to get some input from some people when we play that game to see if the impact of the results of that game kind of gives you an idea of how and why things are being done the way it's being done. So if you'd like to call into the show or listen to the show, you can call this number. Are you ready? 661-467-2407. Once again, folks, that's 661-467-2407. Now remember, or just for your knowledge, if you would like to speak to me and or make a comment, okay, what you want to do is you want to press 1 on your phone, okay? So if you just want to listen to the show, dial 661-467-2407. If you would like to speak to me or make a comment or ask a question on your phone after you've dialed in, press 1 on your phone and I'll know that you have a question. I'm hoping that we have some questions like we did last week and some comments because we had a really good show last week and we really covered quite a few things. I had a lot of activity on Facebook this week of people asking, making comments and commenting about what's going on. And I kind of prepared a show tonight to kind of respond to that. So to get things started, I'd like to first of all bring you up to date on what's going on here in Jamaica with COVID-19, okay? This is kind of like a report. As of today, we have 305 cases in Jamaica. 305 confirmed positive cases. And I can hear a lot of people out there say, oh my God, it was only 152 weeks ago. Well, yes, that is true. And, you know, if you look for a silver lining in anything at all, which I don't know how we can come up with a silver lining, this extremely contagious virus running through the country. But, you know, there's always something that you can look at that gives you some type of a hope for a positive outcome. And while it is still sad and tragic, the good thing, if there can be any good thing in 305 cases is that more than half of those cases have been traced to just one cluster, which has now become the epicenter of the virus in Jamaica, and that's from the Alarico call center, the one call center in Jamaica that the upsurge in cases started to occur, and the first signs of a community spread was that one call center in Fort Moore, St. Catherine. And of course, those of you who have not been up on the news will not know, but I think by now most people know that St. Catherine is now under total lockdown with restrictions as far as essential services and critical, but only on certain days in St. Catherine can people go out to shop. There's a lot of problems that have developed, but you know, hopefully we can explain some of that tonight as to why, you know, because of the epicenter being in that area, that these measures have to be taken. We're getting now an average of about 17 to 20 new cases per day. Now, once again, not saying that this is good news, but this is at least news showing that we are pretty much at least containing where those new cases are coming up, because of the 17 new cases from last night into this morning, 12 of them have been associated with the Alarico call center. So the Ministry of Health, the MCO, and the Prime Minister have actually identified that as a very large cluster within a community and has taken the action to actually lock that community down to prevent the spread from leaving that community while trying to contain that in that community by keeping people indoors, maintaining the social distances, no gatherings, can't go out unless it's for food and pharmacy, and to work if you're essential services and critical services. And the food days are certain days, money transfers and stuff, you can go out on those days. And right now, I forgot the exact days, but I know Saturday, Monday, I think Wednesday, and Friday. I'm not so sure, but you can check with MOH, the COVID-19 website, and it's all listed there. But just to update the news, there's 305 cases in Jamaica as of today. 17 are new from yesterday. 12 are associated with Alarico, the call center. And of the 305, 167 of the cases are from the epicenter, which is now Alarico. There have been 7 deaths. There's been 28 recoveries. And one of the things that is happening now is that we are finding ourselves into the community spread of the virus. What does a community spread mean? The community spread means that the original viruses, we had the spontaneous, we had the clusters, and then the cases were all traced to the imported cases. In the community spread, though, it's a different scenario. And after we take a musical break, I'm going to ask you guys, get a pen, a pencil, and a piece of paper, because we're going to do a little chart to show you what a community spread is and why it is important to contain the community spread. Okay, but that's going to be after a musical break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do that little game so that we can kind of teach community spread occurs, and by learning that, we will be able to know how we as individuals can contain the spread. So there has been 167 of the cases of the 305 that have been tied to this one epicenter, which is the Alarico call center. Now, what steps have the government taken for the BPOs, which would include Alarico? Well, Alarico is closed. Okay, BPOs are now closed as well, with the following exception. Work from home is still allowed through the BPO network. Critical services are still allowed as long as the social distancing and the no gathering of more than a certain amount within a certain areas and the guidelines and the protocol that has been established for these call centers have to be established. Folks, people say, well, why don't we just close all the call centers? Well, just look at this scenario for one thing. What if you need to reach a medical professional? What if you need to reach a doctor? What if you need to reach a pharmacy? Or what if you need some type of a telecommunication broadcast coming to you? And what if you need to get your bank balances? What if you need to be able to interact because your credit card doesn't work anymore? When you make the phone call, folks, it goes to a call center and or a telecommunication network that operates out of these call centers. So those type of services are 100% essential and critical to the economy, to the country, and yes, to help to control, monitor, and COVID-19 virus beaten. So there's no way that we can effectively 100% close call centers without very, very tragically affecting almost every single way of life of everybody, not only in Jamaica, but in the world and the partners that depends on the information that comes through the call center. So the fix for that is, one, get as many people to work from home as possible. Two, those that are not essential, you're not going to work anymore right now until we get through this thing. Three, the center that has been contaminated will not be allowed to operate. Okay. And four, okay, we have to ensure that the ones that we keep working are in an atmosphere and an environment that we are not going to have an additional outbreak like this one. Because if properly applied, the rules being applied, it will actually be doable. And so we can keep the country going, the countries going, the consumer going, the health benefits that call centers contribute to going as well. So those of you who think maybe we should just close them all, just remember this as well. If that criteria was supposed to be applied to call centers, then what do we do about the factories? What do we do about the markets? What do we do about the supermarkets? What do we do about food? What do we do about medicine? What do we do about manufacturing the food that you need to eat to live, to build an immune system, so that you can fight the COVID-19 virus? Because make no mistakes, folks, Jamaica is expecting that 2 million Jamaicans are going to be affected by the virus. Now, hold it a minute there. That is not a panic button. It's like the flu, the common cold, or anything else from that aspect of it. Yes, it's a very highly contagious virus, and so it is expected to spread throughout almost the entire population. However, only a fraction of the people that gets the virus are going to have serious or consequential problems from the virus. The focus of attention, therefore, is to be able to contain the virus in such a way that those that are susceptible or vulnerable for death or serious illnesses and so on of the virus are protected, and we try to keep them away from the virus, because people with pre-existing conditions and other conditions, especially the pulmonary, cardiac, hypertension, and asthma, diabetes, are very vulnerable to be beaten by this virus. So we have to take steps and measures to protect those people from getting the virus while trying to contain it. In Jamaica at this time, folks, we are at this situation where the CMO and the Prime Minister of Jamaica have announced to us that it is not a matter of stopping this spread right now. It is a matter of managing this spread, as it is with any other country on this earth that has to deal with this virus. Because Most countries and a lot of countries have already passed through the community stage of the virus. Jamaica has been fortunate enough to have a very low community spread. And I would credit that to the proactivity and the actions of the government of Jamaica in how they were able to do this. However, there's a lot of variables that will prevent the spread. One, people not listening. Tend your yard. Okay, people not listening to that. I mean, observe the curfew, a typical example, folks, is I live here right by the Alligator Pond River. Those of you from Alligator Pond listening into the show right now know what I'm talking about. Curfew is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Now, nobody with cars live by the Alligator Pond River, by where the vendors are. So if I'm looking out from my balcony, from my yard where I live, and I see cars over there, that means that if I see cars over there at 6 p.m. or 6.01 p.m. or even 5.55 p.m. or even 5.45 p.m., guess what? Them violating curfew. If I go over there and 10 or 15 people gathered at one of the fish fry place them, that is violation of the curfew, I mean of the rules. If I see people 2 feet apart and 1 feet apart, that's a violation of the rules and the orders. When we get into the game after this break, we will understand why it is necessary to observe those rules. So if you don't listen, the virus is going to spread more and we're going to have larger clusters. And when we have a cluster as large as the one for Ulrica and St. Catherine, guess what, folks? Alligator Pond are going to lock down too. Because remember, when you check out Alligator Pond River and over by Alligator Pond Town, 80% of the people that come to buy fish and come to the river, especially those that are driving, is not from Alligator Pond. They're coming from outside of the area of Alligator Pond. Some of them from Junction, Prospect, Mandeville, Clarendon. And when St. Catherine locked down, we had five that came over to Alligator Pond within 24 hours from St. Catherine. Now, do the math and figure that out. If 8 out of every 10 people in Alligator Pond is not from the area, but yet them gather for the fishing boats beside the 15 or 20 other people that's by the fishing boat trying to get quality fish, what do you think is happening there? Do you know that that person have the virus or not that you're sitting next to and talking to? You're not wearing your mask, and some of you are wearing your mask covering your mouth and not your nose, or covering your nose and not your mouth, or some of you are wearing it on your chin. Someone when to take off the mask, gonna put it, taking it off from the front. Getting if you by chance have the virus on the mask, and you know, you're taking it off by the front, you're transferring that virus to your hand. And then if you don't wash and sanitize your hands immediately afterwards, guess what? You point, touch your eyes, your mouth, or your nose, and bam, you have the virus. No, someone have the virus from no symptoms. Yes? Well, folks, it can take up to 14 days for you to have the symptoms and still be carrying the virus. I'm not sure if you're hearing me right now. Look, we have a little bit of a networking issue there, and we may have lost connection. I got a message here on my internet connection that the network signal was poor. I don't know if you're hearing me now. Yeah, seems as if I'm back. I'm so sorry about that, and I have no idea where I left off or what you heard or did not hear. You know, there are advantages to an online radio show and there are disadvantages, and I guess we just came up with one of the disadvantages here. I'm getting my producer over there, or my second person helping me to decide whether or not you're being heard live. I saw someone trying to call me from Jamaica, so my figure is that they probably were trying to tell me that they weren't hearing me. But, you know, one of the things that I was talking about before was a community spread. And, folks, I am so sorry that you may have missed some of what I was saying. And, you know, but the idea behind it is to tell you that at this point in time, the government of Jamaica is totally trying to just contain the spread right now for a couple of reasons. The biggest of which is the fact that the community spread needs to be contained because of Jamaica's capacities and resources. For example, in the St. Catherine area right now, if any of these cases are supposed to become really serious, that people have to be hospitalized and placed in hospitals for treatment, the capacity is just not here for a major spread. And what I'd like to do now is to talk to you about how and why we need to be concerned about the community spread. And if you have that piece of paper, I would like you to, you know, just start this little game with me. And here's what the game is. If you take the paper and you draw a little circle up at the top of the paper and put me, M-E, in that circle, go ahead and do that for me. Okay, I just did that. And then if you draw like a little stick, and then you draw a line from left to right across the paper, and then draw seven little lines, maybe about an inch apart from each other, and put a circle at the end of each of those lines. And in each line, put an M, a T, a W, a T, H, R, I, S-A-T, and a S-U-N. In other words, make seven circles going across, which would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, at the top of that circle is you, okay? And folks, you can call 661-467-2407. Press 1 on the phone if you want to talk to me or ask a question about this. But by now, you should have that circle, and then you should have a line and a line across, and then seven circles below that in each circle, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, if you draw another line up down from each day, Monday, draw a line down, Tuesday, draw a line down, Wednesday, draw a line down, and then make a circle at the end of that line of each of those days. Okay. So now let's look at Monday. You have me, and then you have Monday. I entered on Monday this week. How many persons did I make contact with throughout the whole day on Monday? I want you to do the same thing. Put in that circle how many people you made contact with on Monday. I only made contact with 3 people. Why? Because I have been staying indoors, and the only people that I've had made contact with is the person that is in charge of the place I'm living at and his wife. Tuesday, I had made contact with 3 people. I didn't go anywhere on Tuesday. Wednesday, I made contact with 5 people, 3 here, and I walked out and I spoke to Marcus and I spoke to Bongo and then came back over just to say hello. So that was 5 people that day on Wednesday. On Thursday, I made contact with 3 people. Okay, let me ask you guys if you've filled that out yet, and if, you know, so I can go on to Friday. Now, Friday was a big day for me, because Friday, I ran out of money and everything. So I had to get out to the ATM machine. So I had to take a taxi from Alligator Pond to Junction to go to the ATM, and then from the ATM to go to the supermarket to get my food that I keep in my apartment, so that I have perishables, because that way I don't have to go out to eat and I don't have to, you know, leave where I am. So on Friday, I estimate that I was in contact, because at the bank, at the ATM, there's a line and there's social distancing and people are wearing a mask, because, you know, in Jamaica now it's mandatory to wear your mask if you're in public places. That's not a suggestion anymore by the government. It's not mandatory and it's gazetted, and you are in violation if you're not doing so. So basically speaking, when you look at it now and you say that, okay, Friday, how many people did I come up against? Well, at the bank itself, I would say I was around maybe 10, 15 people that were in the line in front of me and behind me that was at safe distances. But because there are people who did not want to stand up out in the sun, they would recognize their space in the line, but they would come up closer to where their shade. So when I got closer to the ATM machine, people were under the shade less than 6 feet away from me. And then to the supermarket, I had the same scenario where there's people around me. And of course, the taxi, there was three other people in the taxi. Well, no, four, including the driver, okay, and myself. So I estimated I at least was in contact, maybe within social distances, but some of them maybe not, surfaces that they have touched, I may have been in contact with it, okay, about 20 people. Now, on Saturday, I needed to help somebody to get some fish in Alligator Pond, so I ventured out to Alligator Pond with my mask and tried to go to the vendors, not the boat, because the boats were too crowded with people, and picked the vendor where there was not a crowd, and got the fish scale and clean, and then walked up to the supermarket in the town and bought some items and then went back. So I would say an estimate of I was around about another 20 people that day. On Sunday, I was around 5 people, that's today, because I had 2 people that stopped by to say hello and left, and the 3 people that I'm normally around. Now, let's look at this now. If we assume that just at a bare minimum, the 3 people that I was around all week, and the 5 and the 20 and the 20, if they were around the same type of, the same amount of people during the week, all of a sudden, no, that's 9, 9, 25, 9, 400, 425. Now, folks, let's look at the virus itself. Okay? The virus itself right now, okay, can be spread through droplets from a cough, a sneeze, or transferred from the hand to a surface, or transferred from a hand to you, and then from you to your mouth or your nose or your eyes. Now, you can have the virus, carrying the virus for up to 14 days and not know that you have the virus. So the person that you are beside may be carrying the virus and you don't know, or you yourself may have picked up the virus and carrying it and don't know that you have the virus. So the philosophy is treat everybody, including yourself, as if you may have the virus. If that is the case, in just this little area of Alligator Pond alone, and including Junction, I would have, if let's say, for example, this is 7 days have passed, and let's say on Tuesday I pick up the virus somehow, I don't start to show symptoms until next week, so there would even be more people that I may be in contact with. At the rate at which I just mentioned to you, that the 3, 3, 5, 3, 20, 25, and them being in contact with about the same amount of people minimum, if I was detected to have the virus and I was to reveal to the Ministry of Health when they came in and did my testing, quarantined me, isolated me, they would have to go look for, guess how many people, folks? 877. I think, folks, that if you honestly did the same thing on your sheet of paper just now, you would understand what community spread is all about and why it is that if you don't have to leave your yard, do not leave your yard. Can you imagine if I left my yard 5 of those 7 days? I only left my yard for 2 of those 7 days, and those 2 of those 7 days actually exponentially multiplied my chances of contacting or my contact being subsequent contacts of over 840 people. By me staying in my yard, my contact is with the same 3 people every day. So maximum it will be 3, 6, 11, 14, 19 people for the whole week if I stayed in my yard. Now, this is for somebody like myself who is observing the rules, observing the no contact, observing the no gathering, and staying in my yard unless I have to go somewhere. What about the people them out there that are said that them can, they dance, so therefore them can do whatever them feel like, and at 6 o'clock when curfew is supposed to dance still over by a river, and the alley get up and you got 15 to 20 people around the boat and they still something, most are wearing masks, I will agree. I was pleasantly surprised when I went to Junction on Friday to see the amount of people walking around Junction in masks. A lot of them not wearing it right, and the social distances was still not being gathered, and people were not being considered in the supermarkets, because I went down one aisle. There were 2 ladies standing up talking in the aisle, and by the time I finished shopping about 20 minutes later, I had to go back down that aisle for something that I forgot. And the 2 ladies were still there talking while there's people outside waiting to come into the store. So, folks, the health and wellness, that's the other thing, too, is when I went out to Alligator Pond on Friday to take my taxi, every day I go out there, the people are out there handing out these flyers, health and wellness, coronavirus. Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that are known to cause illnesses ranging from the common cold to severe respiratory diseases. Protect yourself and others from coronavirus and other illnesses by A, washing your hands with soap and water. B, avoiding touching your eyes, nose, mouth, and unwashed hands. C, covering your nose and mouth with tissue when coughing or sneezing, then throw tissue in trash. D, avoid close contact with anyone with cold or flu-like symptoms. Next thing, cleaning and disinfecting frequently touched objects and surfaces. Staying home when you're sick, and if in need of medical care, call your doctor or the numbers provided by the Ministry of Health and Wellness. The main number is 1-888-1-LOVE. That is 1-888-663-5683. There are several other numbers, 754-779-2888. The 876 is 542-5998, 542-6007, 542-6006. Why should you? Or you can email COVID-19. At moh.gov.jm or jacovid19@gmail.com. What issues would you call those numbers for? One, if you are starting to see symptoms and you're stuck somewhere and you say, boy, I don't know what to do, call that number. You see somebody that has symptoms and you have a little concern, call that number. You see people violating the rules, don't call that number first. Call your local police first. And in Alligator Pond, that phone number is 876-834-3526. Once again, Alligator Pond people listening, that is 876 834-3526. Now, people, understand this. When you call the police, you're not calling because you're a snitch. You know, in my case, I'm not even calling to protect my own life because I'm not going with Mr. The people. I love the fish and dumpling them over by the river, and I love it can't done before this thing started every single day. And this is part of eco-community tourism because the vendors over there depends on the sales of them fried fish and them fried dumpling in that beautiful river over there and having fun and drinking some beer and things like that. Yes, in normal times, that's all good and well. And you see, if we follow the rules, I would still be able to go over there and buy my fried fish and dumpling every day. But if I go over there and 15 people gather up around me where I normally buy my stuff, I'm not going there. So guess what? I don't go over there anymore. So they've at least lost my revenue. But guess what, folks? People are gathering over there in bulks and large crowds and don't know if they're spreading the virus. And remember my scenario, you know, I only personally come in contact with 40, 45, 48, 53, 56, 59, approximately, because I have to go to Junction and do some shopping and go to the ATM on Friday. Can you imagine people who have to go to the market and have to go to the supermarket and have to go to the pharmacy and still just walking around and things? Them I make contact with more by me making contact with just about 50 people for the entire week. Me can actually contaminate 877 people if I had the virus. But if I didn't have the virus and one of them 877 people that I, well, the first 50 people that I was in contact with have it, then me can get it. And in St. Catherine, folks, the thing is to be able to bring it to you like this on the air in this kind of a dramatical commentary way, and yet still be factual. It's actually telling you facts of what's going on in Jamaica. I spoke to Margaret Nelson this morning up in Canada, and her concern was her brothers in St. Catherine and the news that's coming out of St. Catherine about the fishermen complaining that discrimination and because of these restrictions on the fishermen, the poor black man can't do nothing and can't make no money, and it really affecting them badly and everything like that. I understand that totally 100%, because guess what? If you go over to Oswald's right now, or if you go over to Little Ochi right now, and if you go over to Bunch of Grapes right now, or if you go to Sabine's Bar right now, or if you go to Cadine's Bar right now, them lock up. Not just after the 6 o'clock curfew, but them lock up, well, some of them lock up during the day too because them can't do business because they're a bar. The fishermen, them still coming in with them boats, but guess what, St. Catherine, they can't do it. Why? Because it is an epicenter cluster of the virus, and so that entire parish had to be locked down. Now the fishermen them said, we can't even go a sea. My question to them is, what you're going to sea for? Because when you go out and you bring the fish in, only about 20% of the residents of the Portmore or that area are actually buying your fish for use within that area. The rest of them are buying the fish for sale to people outside of the area. Now, if the area is on lockdown, how are you going to sell the fish that you go out to sea to get? You can't. So, back to what Granny used to tell us. Prevention is better than cure. Now, I understand, you know, that the fisherman could not control what happened at Alarica, but it happened. So if it happened, we have to stop it from going somewhere else. And folks, I can tell you this, I heard from very reliable sources that at least two or three of the people that came in from St. Catherine after the Prime Minister locked down St. Catherine came by boat. So come again with why it is the government is locking down and why it is we're suffering. Well, that's why. Part about that is poor St. Catherine have to suffer. But guess what? alligator pond here on the South Coast. You don't have to suffer if you would listen. Because if we don't get a case or two here, because you realize that if we get a case or two here, it goes back right to the little game that I just played with you about 2-3 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago. Two cases in alligator pond could mean that they were in contact with, especially if it's a fisherman selling fish. The contact tracing was held out to like about 800 people. So if some cases were found and discovered here in alligator pond, guess what's going to happen, folks? Alligator pond going to be in lockdown too. This is kind of a news informational, but it's also trying to teach you. I see there, please help us train 100 young medical Jamaica medical professionals, and I would love to get a little bit more information on that so that I can actually talk about that a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to understand about this virus, about what we need to do and how we need to control it. And the government of Jamaica said to us on Thursday in the press conference, Minister Tufton said, it's not about the spread now, because we know we're having the spread and we know we're now in the community spread. I'm sorry, I took a sip of water. Not red stripe. No, I took a sip of water. The thing is, the community spread has started in Jamaica, folks. And as bad as things seems with 305 cases, it's still better than in a lot of other countries. The only problem with that is the more prolonged this spread is the longer it's going to take us to get out of restrictions, which, as I announced last week, incoming flights into Jamaica have been restricted again and banned until May 31st. So no flights, nobody is coming into Jamaica until after May 31st, which leads us to tourism, eco-community tourism, the hotels, the bed and breakfasts, the attractions, what's happening in those industries, cultural sector, which in Southeast St. Elizabeth and South Manchester, where I live, agriculture is a very major part of our economy here. The farmers are crying for two reasons. One, they said there's an extreme drought, which is bad on us, which there is a drought. We're praying for rain every day. And a lot of our farmers in this area, their goods went to hotels prior to this lockdown. Guess what? I don't know, but they said that they have an abundance of crops that they can't get to the market, but the same token, they're saying that they have a drought as well, which usually means that we have less crops during drought. But, you know, I go to the supermarket. Yes, the products are on the shelf in the markets. Yes, and markets, of course, have restrictions on opening hours as well. Food trucks are delivering into St. Catherine so people can go to food trucks. Like I heard on the radio yesterday on Radio Jamaica, they were announcing when the egg truck was in a certain area, when the food truck was in a certain area, when the meat truck was in a certain area, when the fish truck was in a certain area. Okay? So the government, by and large, and the informational services, the media, and people like us, and pamphlets, and the Ministry of Health, and the healthcare workers in the communities are doing an excellent job teaching and instructing, and the police, I can't say enough about what the Alligator Pond Police has been doing to try to stop the gathering and get people to conform with the rules and regulations. Because folks in an area of South Manchester and South Jamaica, South Coast especially, and the North Coast where we depend a lot on tourism, if we can't start opening back up Jamaica, guess what? It's going to get worse. And as it gets worse, guess what? People are going to get more frustrated and people are going to say, to hell with this curfew thing, we're going out anyway because we can't even eat food. Let's go back to Alligator Pond. If Alligator Pond gets shut down, there's only one industry in the Alligator Pond, and everything else or every other industry live off of that one industry. And that industry is fishing. No, if a fisherman can't go to sea, or if a fisherman can't even go to sea and bring the fish in, but the fish is not allowed to leave Alligator Pond, what's going to happen? The supermarket and I get up on after shut down because them can't make any money. Miss Patty after shut down, the bars can stay closed. Because if you and I don't have any money to spend in the man's supermarket, you think he's going to open up the supermarket doors? That's what a shutdown is like, folks. That's why I'm not a proponent of shutting down the economy. I'm a proponent of exactly what the Prime Minister is doing, which is try to control it, but still keep the economy going, at least a little bit. Because this problem we'll have if we try to shut down the country is that the economy is going to totally collapse. If the economy totally collapses, we have two problems. We have a health problem and we have an economy problem. So where does that put us as a nation? In the hands of you and me, folks. It's not in the hands of government anymore. Government is doing their job. Okay? We can if and but and talk about what should have done and what we should do and argue and make criticize. Let me tell you something. My philosophy on that is, let's criticize after this thing is over. There'll be plenty of time to make this a political weapon when that time comes. But if we want to get Jamaica's South Coast back to where it should be and start getting our tourism sector going in there, the eco-community tourism, and try to get the agricultural sector back on track, the fishing sector back on track, people's lives back on track, schools to reopen again, folks, it's not in the hands of government anymore. It's in the hands of us, the people. We are the ones that's going to have to start listening and going to have to start wearing the mask. Why should the police officers from Alligator Pond Police have to come down to Alligator Pond River this morning and then come back this afternoon and then come back this evening again? Why should they have to come back here to enforce something that is supposed to save our lives and help us get out of this crisis a little bit earlier? I would like one person, if anything, just one person to press one on their phone right now from the persons that's listening to the show and give me one good reason why the police should have to come down here and do this. 661-467-2407. That's the number to call. If you want to talk to me or you want to make a comment on it, press one on your phone. I may sound a little bit irate about this, and to some extent I am, because when I look out my window or my balcony and I see what's going on across from me with people who claim that they value their lives, I wonder. And I'm going to go to the phone, folks, and take a call right now and see somebody else's perspective on this. And the number that is going to be answering ends with 0479. You're on the phone. Welcome to the show and thank you for calling. This is Maurice, and you're listening to the Jamaica South Coast Show. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Maurice. I am really very happy that I get a chance to listen to your show. And I think that we have to be strong. And your voice with that sternness maybe would be able to get across to our people. Because as far as I am looking at this, maybe we in Jamaica don't have the capacity if we get this furious, more or less a pandemic situation in the community there. We have to think about what are the resources that are there, the workers, do we have enough medical personnel, what it would be like if we really have a pandemic burst of this virus. So I don't think that you are really saying that more than how it is supposed to say with a strong voice. And I really thank you. I appreciate it. I have been keeping up with the show ever since you started, and I am learning so much. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you for your comment, and yes, appreciate it. And by you making that comment, it also brings something else to mind here that I talked about earlier, and that is, you've mentioned a very important point, and that is the resources and capacity that Jamaica has to handle a pandemic. Folks, we don't have it. Look at the great United States of America that can't handle it because, and they have resources. And we here in Jamaica that don't have the resources are playing with this thing. Because guess what? The problem right now is not a matter of whether or not this pandemic is going to spread or not. It is going to spread. The problem that Minister Tufton was explaining to us on Thursday is how do we contain and manage this spread? The government has moved into a phase of managing the spread right now. Okay? They're managing a spread that is expected. And the latest projections of the government is that at least, well, they're expecting up to 2 million Jamaicans to be affected by this virus. And like I said, do not panic at that suggestion, because it's a virus that will spread and people will contact with even mild symptoms. But keep your immune system up. People joke about drinking alcohol because alcohol is a sanitizer. No, alcohol reduces your immune system. Even yours truly, Maurice, here is drinking less Red Stripes right now and eating more vegetables, fruits, and drinking more water and everything. Tonight on this show, I'm not even drinking one Red Stripe. Okay? Folks, it's not a panic situation. It's a virus. It's not a very dangerous virus in terms of taking lives. It's not a very dangerous virus in terms of critical illnesses. It's a dangerous virus in terms of how contagious it is. It's very highly contagious and can be transferred easily, but can only be transferred through contact. It's only airborne to a certain extent from the extent of a sneeze or a cough or, you know, very strongly expelled. Hence the 6 feet social distancing. How you transfer the virus is by touching a surface and that touch it from that surface. Touch it, moving your hands to your nose and mouth. So wash your hands very regularly after every transaction. Carry around your spray bottle of alcohol like I do and spray your hands every so often and even after every transaction. That is vital to preventing yourself from getting it. And if you see any slight symptoms, call in and go in. And people, I ask the communities, especially here in Alligator Pond, stop stigmatizing people who may have it, because that doesn't help the situation. If you're going to try to treat them differently just because they have the symptoms, they're going to be afraid of even turning themselves in. And stop stigmatizing the people who are taking the proactive action of calling the authorities and are managing it. 5 people came in from St. Catherine to Alligator Pond right now, and I've killed something. The people who reported them are being held as enemies by some of the people in our own community. How are you going to stop Alligator Pond from getting shut down if that's the kind of attitude we're going to take? The caller that just called made a very, very important point, and that is a point that I have to repeat, even though I repeated it already too. It's not a matter, you know, of being able to stop the spread. Is a matter of managing the spread. Jamaica just don't have the capacity, folks. Do you remember when Alarico broke out? We were testing 300 samples that day after the major outbreak at Alarico. We had to send 150 of those samples to Trinidad and Tobago to get back the results in time. Now, that's just to do the testing, and we have increased our testing considerably since that, especially in the Alarico area and also the other test cases, because outside of the 17 new cases yesterday, we still have 5 cases that we have to go and do a contact tracing on to see if we have another community cluster somewhere. So understand from the game we played how my contact with 50 people for the whole week can actually multiply to where that contact could be traced to 877 people. Play that game with your neighbor. Show it to them. Ask them questions. How many people were in contact with on Monday? How many people were you in contact with on Tuesday? How many people were you in contact with on Wednesday? Go all the way for a week. Then say, how many people do you think those people may have been in contact with? You're going to get the same results or much, much, much more if they're going to be honest with you. And say to them, say that. Now, how many of those 877 people do you know whether or not they have the virus or not? It's as simple as that, you know. So, on the South Coast here in Jamaica and in Jamaica and in the world listening to this show, and those people abroad that are listening to this show, and quite a lot of you do listen to the show abroad. And remember, you can also replay this show continuously or pass it on and share it to your friends. Look for the link at Facebook at crsradio.com, or those of you that are friends of mine on Facebook, the link will always be there. You can re-listen to the show and you can share it with your friends. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. And this is Maurice Harrison. This is Jamaica South Coast Show. And we're talking about COVID-19 on a show where we should be talking about eco-community tourism and the gem of South Coast of Jamaica. But I'm sure every single person out there understanding today is appreciated of the fact that we're using this show for this week. And I would anticipate next week and some following weeks to discuss COVID and the updates as to what we can do or what we're not doing or what we should be doing and some of the things. And the only thing that I'm going to encourage, if you're calling in on this show or you have a comment to make, is do not try to start calling in this show to criticize what government is doing. There's going to be plenty of time to do that after this thing is all over. And believe me, yours truly may have some, because yours truly is in the opposition. But I am going to, once again, on this show, compliment Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Minister of Health Christopher Tufton, CMO, and the rest of this cabinet for the job that they're doing to try to help us through this virus. So folks, as citizens of Jamaica, I'm asking and pleading with you all to come on board and help us defeat the virus to the point that we don't get the virus spread. And as the caller mentioned, we just don't have the capacity if we get a very huge pandemic outbreak. Just think about the fortunate side of what happened at Alorica. Most of those that tested positive are more than likely going to recover because they're young, they have strong immune systems, and they're healthy people. If we don't keep them away from the unhealthy, the people with the low immune and people with pre-existing conditions, we're going to need a lot of hospital beds that we don't have. We have 43 people that people complaining about. We didn't allow them to come into the country, and they were just 12 miles off the coast. Folks, we have over 2,000 to 3,000 people abroad that's in the same situation right now that we're lining up and wanted to come in from long before them. We just took 20 people in from Antigua, Jamaicans, as a pilot under the protocol. And let me announce that the government of Jamaica has finally come up with a protocol for the re-entry of Jamaicans abroad to come back into the country in a staggered case, step-by-step case, different. So people are going to be accepted at different times. Okay? So thing is that we will have to understand the protocol that's put into place by the government. And the protocol is this. We started with the Antigua Jamaicans in Antigua, and they're now here back home in Jamaica, but they are going directly to a state-run quarantine, because anybody coming back into Jamaica between now and May 31st under these protocols have to go into quarantine, and not myself either, but actually state quarantine. Now, what's the problem there? We don't have the facilities. So the government is out there looking for facilities, just like with the Alorica and the call centers, the BPOs. The BPOs are now partnering with hotels and using hotel rooms to try to keep their operations open so that they can stay within the confines of the law and be able to provide critical services that are needed from these call centers. Same thing with bringing people back into the country. Anybody that comes into the country have to go into a state-run, monitored, and supervised facility. We just don't have those facilities yet, and the government is scrambling to get those facilities so that we can start taking more people back into the country. Now, on top of that, we have to concentrate on what's going on in the country itself with the spread of the virus. Okay? And to top it off, Minister Tufton also announced yesterday that at this point in time in Jamaica, we have to now consider the fact that even positive cases are going to have to be quarantined at home. How is that going to play out? If we have a disobedient society where people are going to say, oh, I'm self-quarantined at home, or I'm quarantined at home by the state, and the state don't have the resources to come check up on me. So we can't step over to Miss Ida Yard next door, nobody's going to know. Or nobody's going to know. Or nobody now know. Or somebody don't know now hurt them. However you want to put it. But guess what? That is the scenario. Right now, the government is saying that right now, based on the positive cases that we're getting, we don't have the facilities to quarantine them or put them into quarantine. So they're going to have to stay at home and quarantine at home. And oh, by the way, we don't have the resources to go check up on them. I see Minister of Health here in Alligator Pond deporting them, three of them walking around Alligator Pond and in vehicles testing water and doing this and doing that. And they have to go find the four or five people that came in. Thank God, I think they found three or four of them, I've been told. And they've been taken into quarantine. But those are the things that we have to deal with and understand, folks, that if we as citizens of this country don't cooperate and don't do what we're told to do and stop complaining about not being able to be on the road between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. and complain. I mean, we can't even come a river, come bait still, you know. Just stay the river big enough, the area big enough, the beach long enough and big enough. I'm in that water every single day of the week. And when I'm in the water, as much people over by river and sea, I'm in the river and the sea and not a single person around me. That's how big it is. But people decide, no, sir, we don't want space out. We just want to get away all this music and the Hennessy and the Johnny Walker Red and the Boom and the Magnum. And let's face it, folks. Everybody know what happened after they drink a while, that spit come out more than Duns River Falls. How is the virus transferred from saliva spit onto your body, onto somebody else, and in a cough or a sneeze, in droplets, onto a surface, you sit on the surface or you touch the surface and then your hand have it on you, and you transfer it to your nose and your mouth. I can't say it enough. How did this get onto Jamaica South Coast Show? It's necessary. Because guess what? If we're talking about eco-community tourism, which is a form of tourism that helps communities to have visitors, bring income into the community, but keep the community sustainable, because local businesses is who would gain from the eco-community tourism. But how are we going to have any form of tourism if we can't get our country open back up? And the reason we can't get our country open back up is not because most of the people are not obeying the orders, Because 95% of the people listening, the problem with this virus, because it is so contagious and can spread so easily, we need to have 100% participation in this. So we have 95% of good people who are waiting to go back to work, who waiting to have them family come back, who waiting to travel abroad. Yours truly, myself, I was supposed to be in Florida right now organizing, shipping down a few of my stuff back down here so I can live more comfortable. And I can't do it. I have my sons, I have my grandchildren to go visit and stay with and even do some work up in Florida. I can't go. It curtails my income, and I have debts. How long can I go on like this? And I'm obeying the laws and the rules. But my being able to go, because the country being able to open up, is going to be dependent on the few that decide to them now go listen. And then them same one go turn around and say, how come them now get no government assistance from the care package? Once again, if I can get somebody to tell me where I'm wrong with what I'm saying, call in 661-467-2407. We're ready for you. I'm ready for you to give me a good reason as to why What I'm saying don't make any sense at all. People of Jamaica and the world that is listening right now, I appeal to you to let the world and us here in Jamaica and us here on the Jamaica South Coast, let us get through this thing, folks, by just being cooperative and start doing and listening. Remember the rules again. Social distancing. What is the definition of social distancing? 6 feet away from each other. No gatherings of more than 10 people. Supermarkets. Sanitize, wash stations or whatever when your customers are coming in. Western Union, same thing. Remittances, same thing. Remittance services in Portmore. We are farm workers abroad trying to send them money home and can't, the people them here can't get them money. The lines are there, the tape is there, the security is there, and even police is there. And guess what? If the police just turn around for blinking eyes, somebody cut in front of somebody because them because there's 6 feet of space between them, so them fill it in. There's somebody complaining so them can't get into KFC to buy them chicken. You know, folks, come on now. Let us talk a little bit about what we can do to get back to the point where you can go into KFC and buy me. Not going to KFC, go buy chicken from me, like my jerk chicken for my jerk on man. But even that can't happen right now because of the restrictions. If you have a fish stop over here by Alligator Pond where people can buy fried fish and dumplings, kindly say to them, look now, yes, but do me a favor, you can't stay and eat it. You take it out on the beach and eat it out on the sand or eat it out on the chair out there, but make sure you stay 6 feet away so that we observe the rules and regulations. And guess what? If you do that, the place can stay open. It's simple enough. Yes, you're not going to make as much money, but at least you'll make some money. But if you get on lockdown, guess what? You're not making no money at all. Zero. So if it's all about the money, folks, believe me, this is better than what could come if we get any cases here in Alligator Pond. Our Junction, our Ballards Valley, our Treasure Beach. Under normal circumstances, if things were up and going, I would have been in Treasure Beach this weekend. I'd be broadcasting from Great Bay right now. And of course, if I was to go to Great Bay on a normal weekend, I'd be buying some Red Stripe and buying some food from people down there. Those people not getting that income, and I'm not the only one that go to Great Bay, and I don't spend anywhere near what a lot of other people that's not going to Great Bay right now not spending. Eco-community tourism. Jake's spoke to Jason this week, just this past week, because there's a lot of people in the United States of America. I have at least four families. I have Patricia, I have Nicole, I have a few families right now that have been asking me to help them to find places down here for as early as July, folks, that people still have reservations to come into Jamaica as early as July. That they have not canceled, and they have actually booked a place for July, and Jake's is not even accepting any deposit because Jake's don't want to return the deposits, and so I said, look, you know, it's better I'd hold it, and if they open up, then we take the deposits then. Spoke to Jason earlier in the week. There's a GoFundMe out there for Jake's. Thank God Jake's is such a great, great eco-community tourism hotel in Treasure Beach that of the $50,000 goal of this GoFundMe, they're already at $40,000. And that GoFundMe is to help the employees of Jake's who are now not working. I called Jason to talk to him a little bit about it to make sure it was a legitimate GoFundMe. He said, yes, it is. And I was surprised to see that they've almost met their goal already. These are for employees. Now, do you know why so many passed? I looked at the donations. Some donations are $1,000, $500, $200, $100. These are past guests at this eco-community type tourism hotel in Treasure Beach. That past guests and repeat guests hesitated not even 1 second to send money to help the employees of Jake's that's out of work. This is what it's about, folks. This is what eco-community tourism is about. A community in Treasure Beach of employees of one place has such an impact on the guests that comes to that place that the guests didn't even think twice about sending money to help these employees. Probably they're never ever going to see again for the rest of their lives. Some of them will, some won't, because some of them might not be coming back. Some of them are going to be repeat customers. But it just goes to show what the concept of eco-community tourism does. But with all that is said and done, when you look at all of this, if we don't get to a point where we can actually open up back the country, all of that don't make any difference, because all that means is that the employees at Jake's, Jack Sprat, the little villas, the farmers who can't get the produce sold, the cold storages at the hotels are opening up to allow the farmers to put some of them stuff in there or take it. The government just announced, I think it was like $64 million today for the agricultural sector to help them. But how long can government and or the hotels and employees that are hardworking people that's making a good reputation for our country and our communities, how long can they stay out of work, folks? Because of the acts of a few stupid people. And then you tell me that I'm not supposed to pick up the phone and call the police when I see this? Or not call 1-888-LOVE, 1-LOVE? Which reasonable person out there who really care about themselves or the rest of the world or the rest of their country or the Jamaica South Coast, which person out there would like to tell me that I am being unreasonable in calling on you to report these actions when you see them? I'm sorry. You want to make me an enemy because of this? That's fine with me. Because what that tells me is that you don't really care about humanity and you don't really care about your fellow man. And of course, by and large, you don't care about yourself either. So what I'm asking you to do, folks, as I wrap up this show tonight, and thank you for joining me. You're on the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. This is Maurice Harrison. You're listening to the Jamaica South Coast Show. And on Facebook, look us up. On Facebook, it's real easy, crsradio.com. Join the group. Become part of that group. Once again, a shout out to my other groups, Facebook Jamaica, people from Alligator Pond, Ochi, Casuals of Negril. I thank you all for listening in. And, you know, please pass around this episode tomorrow, the next day, and so on, so people can listen as to what's going on, and some commentary and, you know, some patwa talk in Jamaican, Dominican language and everything, trying to explain this whole thing and trying to get people to cooperate and get over this thing. Because in a few weeks from now, folks, when I start reporting from this show, I want to be talking to you and talking to some of the fishermen, talking to some of the musicians, talking to some of the people around here, talking to people like Robert Sargent and Papa Munto about this song that he sang for me, talking to Maxine about the poem that she wrote for us, you know, talking to you all about places here in Alligator Pond that you can come stay and enjoy the real Jamaica, talking about Treasure Beach, talking about that. That's the kind of thing we want to start talking about on the show. But until we get through this COVID-19 thing, we're going to have to stay on top of it and talk about it and discuss it every week and pass it on to our friends and relatives and associates and people who are not listening, so that maybe they will listen. Maybe something about this show will get to them to say, well, you know what, the man makes some sense, you know, maybe we need to start listening to him. And I'm begging you, please pass it on and share this information, because I can sit here and talk for an hour and a half and I don't mind doing it. I just hope that at least the word will get out there and some people will start listening and let us get back on track here. We have a lot to enjoy in this country. Nowhere no better than yard, nowhere no better than Jamaica. That's why I came home to my yard to live. And let me tell you something, you hear me come down really hard tonight on a lot of things. I'm going to tell you without a doubt, I'm proud of how my Jamaicans are going right now, and I'm proud of how the government of Jamaica is handling this situation. My outreach tonight in the way that I've reached out to you is Beacon, to the people that are not listening, which is only about 5% of the population. St. Catherine, hang in there. Okay? I understand how tough it is. I understand what it's like to be on a lockdown, Jesus. I can tell you, when you look at it, man, we're not even on lockdown here, but even the situation that we have to conform with down here is not easy. I can only imagine what it's like for you guys over there. But guess what? It's something we have to do. You hear? The rest of the country, Mr. Teosatek, sleep, mark, death. Talk to your peeps, them are St. Catherine, see what them are going under right now, and understand that if we don't prevent a spread in our communities, we are going to be another St. Catherine real soon, possibly the entire country. So with that said, folks, I'm going to wrap up the show again for this week, and thank you for joining me. I am really appreciative of the fact that you took the time out to listen to us tonight, and I ask you to pass this show on to your friends, your relatives, and, you know, just try to coach your relatives about what it takes to manage this spread, as our Prime Minister and Minister of Health has asked us to do. We need to manage the spread now so that the people who need have the critical needs don't escalate rapidly, so we can manage them with the facility and the resources that we have. With that said, folks, I thank you all for joining me. I'm going to leave you now with a little COVID song. And I thank again for everybody. Thank Dr. E for allowing me this platform. And thank you for joining me. This is CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. And this is Maurice Harrison signing off for this week. See you all next week. Talk to you all next week. On Facebook, hook us up, crsradio.com, so we can talk some more about this. And the next week, we'll cover whatever we talked about this week. Okay? Have a great night, everybody. One love. Remember, call 888 One Love. 888 One Love. If you have a COVID-19 related item that you need to report to the Ministry of Health, let's get through this together. We'll all be back on the good side of this thing as long as we cooperate with each other. Good night, everybody.
Now hear this. There's a virus on the loose and it don't mean no good. So be careful and save and stay home like you know that you should. Lord. There's a new brand virus and this virus are no joke. Hear them cough and not choke. There's a new brand virus and it strike who no hard. They better say are you yard. Everybody fall but COVID-19. In the gossip you heard and the news you have seen, it's a big bad virus that a new pandemic, and it has spread fast due to lack of hygiene. It happened in December 2019. A man in a China and yam pangolin, and soon him start sneeze and him hand never clean. Now them look with the cure, them look the vaccine. There's a new run virus and this virus are no joke. They hear them cough and not sure. There's a new run virus and it's right who no ad. They better stay at your yard. Ever since then, nothing gone like before. Them shut down every club, them shut down every store. Make people can't go a dance anymore. Make us musicians cannot go on tour. Back for the party people may be good for the loan. Bankruptcy a threat now for every business owner. Ringing in the Munster, Bongo, Roll, Barcelona. Have to stay at home, yeah, we not want your corona. New brand virus and this virus are no joke. They hear them pop on the tour. New brand virus and it strike on no hard. They better say are you young. Bird flu, swine flu, Spanish flu, what have you? If you want to stay safe, here is what you can do. First of all, stay at home, clean it up, take a look. Play with your family, discuss or read a book. Don't go a restaurant at home you can cook. Don't have to go a party by hook or by crook. Talk to your friend them online upon the phone. Do anything you want, only do it from home.
Stay at home, sister, stay at home. Don't let your mama down, don't be a run around. Stay at home, brother, stay at home. Don't let your daddy down, don't be a run around.
All the way from Wuhan City to Buenos Aires.
and Osiris. People them a panic, them a want catch the virus. A coming like a wrecking ball, just like Miley Cyrus. We find the vaccine quick, scientists are desirous. New run virus and this virus are no joke. Hear them cough on a joke. New run virus and it strike on no heart. Better say aye, oh yeah. There's a new run virus and this virus are no joke. Hear them cough on a joke. There's a new run virus and it strike on no heart. They better say aye, oh yeah. Better stay out your yard.
Government of Jamaica is prepared to deal with the occurrence of the novel coronavirus COVID-19. Increase the awareness of your own health and the health of those around you.
I'm much stronger than I am. Yeah, I think I'm. Oh,
Spread! You're spread! Spread, dog! Spread!
Jamaica,